It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Syria's capital, Damascus, the violence escalated today as the Syrian army unleashed mortar and artillery fire and deployed helicopter gunships against rebel fighters in at least four districts of the city. That sound from a YouTube video posted today by a Syrian activist. It purports to show helicopters flown by the Syrian military flying over the district of Midan in Damascus. There has been nonstop fighting in the Syrian capital for the past 3 days, and civilians have been fleeing the hardest-hit neighborhoods. NPR's Deborah Amos has been monitoring developments, and she joins us now from Istanbul. And Deb, let's start by describing as best you can what's happening in Damascus today and where it's happening.
Robert, the most important thing is where. Some of the fiercest fighting over the past 3 days have been in the neighborhood, as you mentioned, Midan. It is 7 minutes drive from the Four Seasons Hotel. This is this big luxury hotel in the middle of the city. It's a place that a tourist might go, but today it looked like a war zone. In the videos emerging from Damascus, Midan was hit with mortars and artillery shells. You can see rebels fighting from behind mounds of rubble. The rebels say they've captured a tank and they've downed a helicopter. If that's confirmed, it would be the first indication that they have some advanced weapons. This kind of heavy fighting and army response also took place in four other neighborhoods around the capital. It's unprecedented.
Well, if it's unprecedented, Deb, and the rebels released a statement today saying that the battle for Damascus has begun, does that mean that this is the beginning of a new phase in the Syrian revolt?
Robert, it's unlikely that the rebels can actually defeat the Syrian military. They are up against tanks and helicopters. It is significant for the psychological impact. Unlikely to be decisive, but it's a shift in tactics. And for residents of Damascus, it was a shock. They've heard the fighting in the areas surrounding the capital, but today they could see it. I reached an activist in Damascus. He goes by the name Amr Sadiq, and he described the city.
It's very, very tense for most of the people of Damascus. It's the first time for them to see tanks deployed within the city, and for them to see also helicopters hovering on a very low altitude and shelling rockets inside the city, their civilian neighborhood.
That's Amr Sadiq. He's an activist in Damascus. And he believes this is the beginning of a larger battle.
Deb, there's a report today out of Israel where the chief of military intelligence was quoted as saying that Syria has pulled troops away from the Israeli border to strengthen its fight against the rebels. What do you make of that?
Well, it shows how serious the regime is taking this challenge. I spoke to another resident of Damascus today, and he said that state media was warning civilians to get out of the neighborhood of Midan. And he said the army was moving in reinforcements. It's likely this battle is going to get much tougher tomorrow. We're just a few days away from the holy month of Ramadan. And he said the army wants to finish this before Friday, when the month of fasting begins. It remains to be seen if the army can crush the rebels in the city in the next 3 days. They've tried for months, and they've failed. And for the first time, what we've seen is rebel groups have come together from other parts of the country to join in this fight. And at the same time, there have been activists in the city that have been mounting demonstrations to divert the army. I think it is fair to say there's going to be a lot of blood spilled on both sides in the next couple of days. There are reports of high casualties for the Syrian army, and activists are already reporting similar numbers for fighters and for civilians.
Deb, thanks for keeping us posted.
Thanks, Robert.
It's NPR's Deb Amos speaking to us about the fighting in Damascus from Istanbul in neighboring Turkey.